Chapter 13 Continued. Harry stopped dead, his heart banging against his ribs.
"What's the matter?" said Ron.
Harry pointed. Ron pulled out his wand and muttered, "Lumos." A beam of light fell across the grass, hit the bottom of a tree, and illuminated its branches. There, crouching amongst the budding leaves, was Crookshanks.
"Get out of it!"
Ron roared, and he stooped down and seized a stone lying on the grass, but before he could do anything else, Crookshanks had vanished with one swish of his long ginger tail.
"See," Ron said furiously, chucking the stone down again, "she's still letting him wander about wherever he wants, probably washing down scabbers with a couple of birds now."
Harry didn't say anything. He took a deep breath as relief seeped through him. He had been sure for a moment that those eyes had belonged to the Grimm. They set off for the castle once more. Slightly ashamed of his moment of panic, Harry didn't say anything to Ron, nor did he look left or right until they had reached the well-lit entrance hall. Harry went down to breakfast next morning with the rest of the boys in his dormitory, all of whom seemed to think the Firebolt deserved a sort of guard of honour. As Harry entered the great hall, heads turned in the direction of the Firebolt, and there was a good deal of excited muttering. Harry saw with enormous satisfaction that the Slytherin team were all looking thunderstruck.
"Did you see his face?" said Ron gleefully, looking back at Malfoy. "He can't believe it. This is brilliant."
Wood, too, was basking in the reflected glory of the Firebolt.
"Put it here, Harry," he said,
laying the broom in the middle of the table and carefully turning it so that its name faced upwards. People from the Ravenclaw and Hufflepuff tables were soon coming over to look. Cedric Diggory came over to congratulate Harry on having acquired such a superb replacement for his Nimbus, and Percy's Ravenclaw girlfriend, Penelope Clearwater, asked if she could actually hold the Firebolt.
"Now, now, Penny, no sabotage," said Percy heartily, as she examined the Firebolt closely. "Penelope and I have got a bet on," he told the team. 10 galleons on the outcome of the match."
Penelope put the Firebolt down again, thanked Harry, and went back to her table.
"Harry, make sure you win," said Percy in an urgent whisper. "I haven't got 10 galleons." "Yes, I'm coming, Penny,"
and he bustled off to join her in a piece of toast.
"Sure you can manage that broom, Potter?" said a cold, drawling voice.
Draco Malfoy had arrived for a closer look, Crabbe and Goyle right behind him.
"Yeah, reckon so," said Harry, casually. "Got plenty of special features, hasn't it?"
said Malfoy, eyes glittering maliciously.
"Shame it doesn't come with a parachute, in case you get too near a Dementor."
Crabbe and Goyle sniggered.
"Pity you can't attach an extra arm to yours, Malfoy," said Harry. "Then it could catch the Snitch for you."
The Gryffindor team laughed loudly. Malfoy's pale eyes narrowed, and he stalked away. They watched him rejoin the rest of the Slytherin team, who put their heads together, no doubt asking Malfoy whether Harry's broom really was a Firebolt. At 11:15, the Gryffindor team set off for the changing rooms. The weather couldn't have been more different from their match against Hufflepuff. It was a clear, cool day, with a very light breeze. There would be no visibility problems this time, and Harry, though nervous, was starting to feel the excitement only a Quidditch match could bring. They could hear the rest of the school moving into the stadium beyond. Harry took off his black school robes, removed his wand from his pocket, and stuck it inside the T-shirt he was going to wear under his Quidditch robes. He only hoped he wouldn't need it. He wondered suddenly whether Professor Lupin was in the crowd, watching.
"You know what we've got to do," said Wood, as they prepared to leave the changing rooms. "If we lose this match, we're out of the running. Just fly like you did in practice yesterday, and we'll be okay."
They walked out onto the pitch to tumultuous applause. The Ravenclaw team, dressed in blue, were already standing in the middle of the pitch. Their seeker, Cho Chang, was the only girl in their team. She was shorter than Harry by about a head, and Harry couldn't help noticing, nervous as he was, that she was extremely pretty. She smiled at Harry as the teams faced each other behind their captains, and he felt a slight jolt in the region of his stomach that he didn't think had anything to do with nerves.
"Wood, Davis, shake hands!"
Madame Hooch said briskly, and Wood shook hands with the Ravenclaw captain. "Mount your brooms! On my whistle! 3, 2, 1! Harry kicked off into the air, and the firebolt zoomed higher and faster than any other broom. He soared around the stadium and began squinting around for the snitch, listening all the while to the commentary which was being provided by the Weasley twins' friend, Lee Jordan. "They're off! And a big excitement this match is the firebolt which Harry Potter is flying for Gryffindor. According to which broomstick, the firebolt's going to be the broom of choice for the national teams at this year's World Championship."
"Jordan, would you mind telling us what's going on in the match?" interrupted Professor McGonagall's voice.
Right you are, Professor. Just giving a bit of background information. The firebolt, incidentally, has a built-in auto-brake and..."
"Jordan!"
Okay. "Gryffindor in possession. Katie Bell of Gryffindor heading for goal." Harry streaked past Katie in the opposite direction, gazing around for a glint of gold, and noticing that Cho Chang was tailing him closely. She was undoubtedly a very good flyer. She kept cutting across him, forcing him to change direction.
"Show her your acceleration, Harry!" Fred yelled, as he whooshed past in pursuit of a bludger that was aiming for Alicia.
Harry urged the firebolt forward as they rounded the Ravenclaw goalposts, and Cho fell behind. Just as Katie succeeded in scoring the first goal of the match, and the Gryffindor end of the pitch went wild, he saw it. The snitch was close to the ground, flitting near one of the barriers. Harry dived. Cho saw what he was doing and tore after him. Harry was speeding up, excitement flooding him. Dives were his speciality. He was 10 feet away. Then a bludger, hit by one of the Ravenclaw beaters, came pelting out of nowhere. Harry veered off course, avoiding it by an inch, and in those few crucial seconds, the snitch had vanished. There was a great "Oh!" of disappointment from the Gryffindor supporters, but much applause for their beater from the Ravenclaw end. George Weasley vented his feelings by hitting the second bludger directly at the offending beater, who was forced to roll right over in mid-air to avoid it.
"Gryffindor lead by 80 points to 0, and look at that firebolt go! Potter's really putting it through its paces now! See it turn! Chang's Comet is just no match for it! The firebolt's precision balance is really noticeable in these long..."
"Jordan, are you being paid to advertise firebolts? Get on with the commentary!"
Ravenclaw were pulling back. They had now scored 3 goals, which put Gryffindor only 50 points ahead. If Cho got the snitch before him, Ravenclaw would win. Harry dropped lower, narrowly avoiding a Ravenclaw chaser, scanning the pitch frantically. A glint of gold, a flutter of tiny wings, the snitch was circling the Gryffindor goalpost. Harry accelerated, eyes fixed on the speck of gold ahead, but next second Cho had appeared out of thin air, blocking him.
"Harry, this is no time to be a gentleman!" Wood roared as Harry swerved to avoid a collision. "Knock her off her broom if you have to!"
Harry turned and caught sight of Cho. She was grinning. The snitch had vanished again. Harry turned his firebolt upwards and was soon 20 feet above the game. Out of the corner of his eye he saw Cho following him. She had decided to mark him rather than search for the snitch herself. Right then, if she wanted to tail him, she'd have to take the consequences. He dived again, and Cho, thinking he'd seen the snitch, tried to follow. Harry pulled out of the dive very sharply. She hurtled downwards, he rose fast as a bullet once more, and then saw it. For the third time, the snitch was glittering way above the pitch at the Ravenclaw end. He accelerated. So, many feet below, did Cho. He was winning, gaining on the snitch with every second. Then...
"Oh!"
screamed Cho, pointing. Distracted, Harry looked down. 3 Dementors, 3 tall, black, hooded Dementors, were looking up at him.